Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are honored and delighted to be with you today. We are very, very blessed to be in our Soul Mind Body Healing Center in Sydney, our new center. I am actually in the Daochang. May is outside of the Daochang because she's not allowed on the carpet. But May's soul is definitely with me. So we welcome you with all of our hearts for this very special and sacred time that we have together each week with our beloved pets and to serve the animal. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a very festive time of year. I know in Australia there is so much happening. It can be a very intense time. There may be parties, celebrations, preparing for Christmas Day. Christmas Day is very big in Australia. So, and it's like Christmas, everything has to get done before Christmas. That is how it is in Australia. So it is like a very intense, can be stressful time. People can put a lot of pressure on themselves. They may be eating and drinking too much. They may be stressed about finances and how they will buy gifts and more. So for many, it is a very stressful time. For some, it is very joyful, very happy. They are very happy to connect with their friends, family, loved ones at this festive time. So it can be quite varied, but how much do we think about our beloved pets at this time of year? Because they are very impacted by the energy. They are impacted by their surroundings. They are impacted by us, actually. So be sure that every day that you ground yourself, that you balance and harmonize yourself. And just in doing this, you are actually serving your pets. So then we can actually do, at the same time, we can do practices to ground them, balance them and stabilize them. So what I'm being guided to do today is a practice to boost our Kundalini power. We will receive a big blessing from the divine, from Divine Healing Hands, Divine Healing Paws, for those of you who are Divine Healing Hands, Divine and your pets, Divine Healing Paws. If you are not yet, you can experience the power of this Divine Healing Hands and Divine Healing Paws treasure. So wonderful. So let us close our eyes. And we are actually going to connect today. We'll connect with the Divine Love, Peace, Harmony, Rainbow Light Ball, and we will chant Love, Peace, and Harmony to experience the power of chanting this to actually boost our Kundalini power and also for our pets, because the Kundalini is very key. This is a very important area. It nourishes the kidneys. It nourishes the brain. It is food for the third eye. It helps the energy to circulate freely throughout the body. So if you are depleted in your Kundalini, you could feel very, very tired. Your mind could be all over the place. And it is the same for our beloved pets. If they are depleted in their Kundalini, they could have a lot of fear. They could have weakness in their kidneys. As time progresses, they may begin to have kidney issues. Also issues with the brain and much more. So let us experience the power of, and this actually, ideally, you could be doing this practice every day. You and your pet, you could do this practice. So I'm going to lead you in this practice and you will receive a big blessing. And yeah, you will also feel much calmer and more connected with Mother Earth. So let us close our eyes. Call your pet to be with you. If your pet is out and about, call their soul and let us begin. And we will chant for all of the animals actually today, because they are all impacted by what is taking place on Mother Earth. So let us firstly, we will do a forgiveness practice. Now let us firstly connect with our Kundalini and our Snow Mountain. It's also known as a Snow Mountain. So where is this located? The Snow Mountain, if you draw a line from your belly button to your back, and then you divide this by three, the width of this by three, and then from your back, you go in one third of that width, and then you go down 2.5 chun. A chun is actually the width of your thumb, and this is different for everyone. So you go down 2.5 chun. This is for you and your pets. And this is a fist-sized energy center. So that is actually, it's also known as the Snow Mountain, the Golden Urn. Taoists call it the Golden Urn. The Kundalini area is what the yogis call it. So I want you to now visualize a rainbow light ball. Let us call the Divine Love This Harmony rainbow light ball. So, dear the Divine Love, Peace, Harmony, Rainbow Light Ball, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please come and sit in our Kundalini area. We are deeply grateful. Please radiate your greatest love, peace, and harmony at this time to boost our Kundalini power, to boost our pets' Kundalini power, to boost all of the animals' Kundalini power. We can also ask for humanity, as we will invite humanity to chant as well for what is appropriate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now as we start, visualize this beautiful rainbow light ball in this area, which is actually another way you can find it is if you visualize your spinal column, your vertebrae. And this comes down and it curves a little bit at the bottom, and there is actually your coccyx. So in that space there in front of your spinal column, that is exactly where it is. It is around the lower back area. So visualize this rainbow light ball in this area. And let us say hello to our Kundalini. So dear soul, heart, mind and body of our Kundalini and our pets, Kundalini, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. You have the power to boost yourself. You have the power to raise your frequency and vibration. You have the power to nourish our kidneys, our brain, and feed our third eye. Do a good job. Thank you. So wonderful. So now we will ask for forgiveness. So continuing to focus here, you can visualize this rainbow light ball in your pet's Kundalini area. I will visualize it for May. The Love, Peace, Harmony rainbow light ball is sitting there in our Kundalini, in our pet's Kundalini. So dear the Divine, we'll connect with the outer souls. Dear the Divine, dear the Tao, dear the Source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, countless heaven saints, animals. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We, our pets and our ancestors, sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that we have made in all of our lifetimes. We deeply, deeply apologize for any hurt, harm, and suffering that we have caused, or our pets have caused, or the ancestors have caused. Through our negative thoughts, negative words, and hurtful and harmful actions, we deeply apologize. We particularly apologize today for any hurt and harm that we have caused others' kidneys, brain, third eye. Or we deeply apologize for anything we have ever done that is not of the highest good. Anything that we have ever done with our third eye that has not been of the highest service, of the highest good. We sincerely apologize to all of the souls, all of the darkness within us and around us. We are so sorry for any hurt or harm that we, our pets and our ancestors have ever caused you. We deeply deeply apologize with all of our hearts and our souls. And it is our greatest honor to chant love, peace, and harmony today, to serve unconditionally. We will chant love, peace, and harmony to serve all of our beloved pets, to serve all of the animals, nature, humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls, for what is appropriate at this time, to assist all souls to boost their Kundalini power, to ground themselves, to align more with Mother Earth and Heaven, so that we may join together as one in love, peace, and harmony. So please forgive us, please forgive us, please forgive us. And we offer our total unconditional forgiveness to any soul who's ever harmed or hurt us, our pets, or our ancestors in any way. We unconditionally forgive you. We release all debt. You owe us nothing. So let us join our hearts and souls together at this time to chant love, peace, and harmony, to boost our Kundalini power, our pets' Kundalini power, all the animals' Kundalini power, all souls' Kundalini power, as appropriate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual Muslim fathers, heaven, saints, animals, dear the divine love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball, and dear the source, soul song of love, peace, and harmony, all of the love, peace, harmony treasures downloaded to all souls. Love, peace, harmony, Jindan, we love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you as we chant love, peace, and harmony. Please boost our Kundalini power, our pet's Kundalini power. Please assist all of the animals, nature, humanity, all souls to boost their Kundalini power as appropriate. And we invite all souls, all animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity, one ling. We invite beloved Mother Earth, Heaven, the Tao Source, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and all universes. Please join us. The sun, the moon, please join us. Please chant love, peace, and harmony with us as we join as one to serve unconditionally. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So let us chant now with all of our heart. We'll chant for around about 10 minutes to experience this power, but really put all of your heart into it, because sincerity moves heaven. So when we chant with all of our hearts, we are chanting for all of the animals, our pets, all of humanity, to help them to ground, to boost their Kundalini power. When heaven sees us really sincerely serving unconditionally, it is amazing how generous they are. So let us truly serve with pure hearts today. Let us forget ourselves and let us just assist all souls as appropriate. So let us begin visualizing this beautiful rainbow light ball. And you can place one palm on your Kundalini area and the other palm on your lower abdomen. And let us chant. We'll do the soul language, the English, and then the Chinese. So let us begin. Lu la lu la ni, lu la lu la la ni, lu la lu la ni lu la, lu la ni lu la, lu la. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity and the animals. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. love, peace, and harmony. Why was she kneeling? Why tried my name? One need one emotion. Shang I ping an usi. Shang I ping an usi. Lula. Let us just chant now what heaven is guiding me to do. It's just chant the soul language. Lula, lula, lali. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula. Lula, lula, ni. Lula, lula, lali. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. And you can tap your kundalini. Lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula. Lula, lula, ni. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula. Sorry, lula, lula, ni. Lula, lula, la, ni. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, lula, ni. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, lula, ni. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. la li lu la, lu la li lu la, lu la lu la li, lu la lu la la li, lu la lu la li lu la lu la li lu la. Lula, li, lula, 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 li, lula, lula, la, li, lula, lula, li, lula, lula, li, lula, lula. Ask love, peace, and harmony to continue to bless us. The love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball to continue to bless us. And now we will add divine healing hands. So, dear our divine healing hands, our divine healing paws for our pets, we love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. Please offer each one of us and our pets and those who will listen to this radio show, please offer a divine healing hands, divine healing paws blessing to boost the kundalini power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As appropriate for each one who is listening and their pets at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. The blessings start, continuing to visualize a beautiful rainbow light ball. Visualize golden light in around your kundalini area. And we will chant divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. So let's begin. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost our kundalini power. Divine healing and force. Busau 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 Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and pause. 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 Busau Kundalini power. So blessing continues silently. Visualizing this incredible rainbow light ball radiating in your Kundalini area, your pet's Kundalini, as you focus in this area, and you will observe that the light, even though we keep our focus in our Kundalini, the light is radiating up. It goes up the spinal column. It is nourishing our kidneys. Continues to go up, 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 up. Cord. It goes up through the fifth soul house, up into our brain, nourishing, nourishing, nourishing our brains, our pet's brains, into our third eye to feed our third eye. So for those of you who want to open your third eye so that you can see the spiritual images, this is a key practice in opening your third eye. And if your third eye is open, you need to do a lot of foundational practice to keep feeding your third eye, otherwise you can get very tired. So it is nourishing the third eye. It is food for the third eye. And then this energy flows back down through the third eye, the brain, through the fifth soul house, the throat chakra, down through the center of the body, all through the chakras, the soul houses. It goes down to the way in and rotates back around. So as we build this light ball, it actually feeds into, initially there is a invisible hole in the spinal column. And this is where the energy flows in as we build. And then the energy rises up to nourish the kidneys, the brain. Third eye comes back through the center of your body, back down to the way in acupuncture point, which is the base of our lower abdomen, between the genitals and the anus. This is where the root chakra is, and then this travels back, and it's a circular motion. So there is so much transformation if we really spend the time every day for us and our pets to do this practice. Imagine the transformation that will take place, and feel now what has transformed for you. Really focusing your mind, the divine healing hands, divine healing paws, blessing continues. I'm going to offer you a Tao song blessing now to continue to boost this area. And this will also assist you to prolong your life, have a better quality life for you and your pets. Because it is quite often the kidneys that go in, like our kidneys can be very depleted, and also our beloved pets. So this can also cause like lower back issues, blood pressure issues, blood sugar issues. All sorts of conditions are related to this low and weak kidneys. So receiving this Tao song blessing now for you and your pets as appropriate. Blessing start as appropriate. Janani. Shia, Shia, ya, ya, he, Uyama, he. Shia, ya, Shia, ya, 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 na, ya, na, ya, na, na, ya, na, na, ya, he, ya na 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 ya na na ya na 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 ni o ya ya o so concentrating your mind in your kundalini area, taking a deep breath in. Breathing in, breathing out, and we say, how. Thank you. We thank beloved Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha for all of the wisdom, the teachings, and knowledge that he shares with us so freely to assist us and our pets to heal, rejuvenate, and transform. We thank the divine, that our source, all of our spiritual mothers and fathers, the heaven saints, animals. We thank our divine healing hands and divine healing paws for this blessing. We are so deeply grateful. We thank each and every one of you for joining today. And we thank all of the souls that joined us, chanted with us. We are deeply grateful for your unconditional, universal service. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you. So wonderful. So now you can gently open your eyes. How are you feeling now? What is the transformation that has taken place for you and your pet at this time? So this is what I've been guided to do today, and you can listen to this practice. Many people find it difficult practicing on their own. You can listen to this session over and over again and use this to do your daily kundalini practice for you and your pets. You'll be amazed that if you do this consistently, how much transformation can take place for you and your pets. So I would also like to encourage you, I have now each month I do 1 week of offering very special blessings to our most beloved pets. So for 5 days in a row in that week, I offer 30 minutes of healing blessings, soul healing blessings. It could be a soul operation, calligraphy healing blessing, chanting for the pets, whatever I'm guided to do. I can do a reading on your pet and see where they need it the most, or you can make a request for your pet on what you would like a blessing for them. But it is a very generous honor fee. You can find out more on my Facebook page, robynrice. There is a link there to register. I will be doing a little video today to introduce the session as well. But it is an incredible gift for your pets. This is a wonderful Christmas present for your pets. So it is a very generous honor fee, as I said. You can just request balancing and harmonizing for your pet, anything. It could be for fear, it could be aggression, anxiety. Could be for a relationship blockage between your pet and another animal. Could be to enhance your relationship with your pet. Whatever your pet needs, make that request and allow them to receive this soul healing. So 5 sessions of 30-minute healing with me. So it is my greatest honor to serve the animals in any way that I possibly can, and I know that they benefit incredibly from these 5 days of healing, one day after the other. So it has been my and May's greatest honor. Also, if you would like to become a powerful animal communicator, do this practice to boost your kundalini, because it is important to have a strong foundation. So the more strong your foundation is, the more you will be able to open your heart chakra, your message center, the more you'll be able to clear the blockages in your Mingmen acupuncture point, which is where the soul communication channels begin. So do this foundational practice every day, and we will continue. I'll continue to give you tips on how to become a powerful animal communicator. And in 2017, we'll be having many animal communication workshops, and also workshops to teach you how you can offer healing to your pet. So, and also how we can serve the animals on Mother Earth. So it's going to be a very exciting, exciting year. So I really look forward to these upcoming workshops. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. As I said, we offer you our deepest love, May and I, from Sydney, Australia. If you would like to know more information, please email me, robyn.rice@drsha.com. Please send me any questions, any comments, how I may serve you. So love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Love your pets. Bye-bye. We will join you again next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you.